Earthquakes are a daily occurrence in Alaska, but most go unnoticed by the general public. The unfelt quakes include a slow variety, unknown to scientists until about 10 years ago. Stanford University professor of geophysics Gregory Berroza says ultra-sensitive seismometers and GPS measurements detect the gradual but powerful movements of the Earth's crust.
They're quite large. They're up to magnitude 7 or so. But they, because they happen over several weeks, they don't generate seismic waves.
Berroza, who spoke in Fairbanks this week, says slow earthquakes have been studied most closely in Japan, where a network of seismometers has documented them in an area where there are also fast quakes.
Observation is that these slow earthquakes are happening deeper than ordinary earthquakes, or on the deep extension of the same faults that have the shallow, rapid, dangerous earthquakes.
Berroza says it's unclear if slow quakes precipitate more violent ones, but adds charting their subterranean location is useful. He says there's a line where slow slippage zones give way to areas prone to violent releases of energy.
They can give us that information about where the next big earthquake will stop rupturing, and we can use that pretty directly to predict just what cities will be shaken strongly and which ones not.
Berroza says measuring the depth of slow quakes is helping identify the line above which more violent fault movement happens. Berroza's Fairbanks visit was sponsored by the University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute and by the Seismological Society of America.